Hundreds of previously unreleased images showing abuse of Iraqis at the Abu Ghraib prison have been obtained by the Washington Post. Descriptions of these images may be inappropriate for young listeners. It is believed these were the same images shown to members of Congress earlier this month when Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld warned that releasing them to the public would, quote, make matters worse. The images include prisoners being sexually humiliated and assaulted by both male and female soldiers, ridden like animals, and forced to retrieve their food from toilets. Army investigators are putting together criminal cases against the soldiers at Abu Ghraib, while the controversy continues over whether the Pentagon permitted the detainees to be abused. As part of our series of commentaries this week on the scandal, Deborah Johnson, a former television news producer, says her fury about Abu Ghraib is being channeled against all those she considers responsible.
Remember when we were all nice to each other after September 11th? When we were so shell-shocked and mad and sad that we became polite and gentle in our anonymous interactions? In the face of something so horrific, petty emotions wilted. Let that car merge into the rush hour traffic. Hold a door for a stranger. Be patient with a fumbling clerk. Eventually, of course, we slipped back to the old habits. At least I did. I stopped suffering fools. I started honking again. But then, last week, a car cut me off in traffic, and I didn't honk or even mutter rude comments. And I realized it's because of Abu Ghraib. The 9/11 feeling is back. Those appalling images of humiliated human beings and the continuing revelations and hearings and trials have changed the details of my daily life. Once again, it feels petty to get irritated by a rude cell phone user or blow up at the health insurance company that tries to keep me from my benefits. It has become more important to act decently when faced with the overwhelming indecency of Abu Ghraib. And once again, I am very, very angry. Outrage, travesty, atrocity. This time I'm reserving those words for my fellow citizens. I'm not just mad at those out-of-control soldiers in that Iraqi prison. I'm mad at everyone who got them there. The ones who swore there were weapons of mass destruction, who thumbed their noses at world opinion, who sneered that diplomats were sissies, who questioned the patriotism of those who tried to slow the rush to war. The ones who didn't do enough to train or equip thousands of dedicated soldiers risking their lives or send enough of them to keep the peace. The ones who may be behind the torment at Abu Ghraib. Everyone, from the president and the vice president, to the secretaries and deputy secretaries, to the members of Congress from both parties who voted for war, I'm mad at them all. Listen, I like being an American. I'm grateful for our many freedoms, including the right we all have to be publicly furious at each other. I wouldn't trade this country for anywhere else. But right now, I am not proud to be an American. I feel the people who arrogantly mishandled the war in Iraq have made us all complicit with the Abu Ghraib prison abuse in the eyes of the world. They have dirtied us all. I'm furious. But this time, I'm trying to channel it. I'll keep my hand off the horn in traffic. I'll rein in my irritation at that health insurance bureaucrat. But I'll also speak up more about Iraq. I'll march. I'll vote. And I intend to remain extremely angry at the people who really deserve it.
The comments of Deborah Johnson. She is a former network television news producer and children's bookseller in Washington.